Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, here to talk some Penn State football. An emphasis on the 2019 season, obviously, which feels like it's getting close, even though we just closed the book in 2018. We're also going to look around at 2018 at the offense, some awards, so to speak, review the season from that perspective at the defense as well, and ask Greg. Coming to you, as always, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And we're going to start looking at the quarterback depth chart and the future of that position, really 2019 and beyond, because this is the first time in quite a while, it seems, where Penn State's looking for a new starter. You had Christian Hackenberg in that position when James Franklin took over back in 2014. Trace McSorley just seamlessly moved into that position and took it to brand new heights, heights that we really didn't see coming. Now we're in a situation where you're looking for who the next guy is. And not only that, you're trying to figure out where it's all going. And, you know, to give it a little bit of additional context here, there were two guys who were formerly committed to Penn State who ended up on the transfer market. First of all, Justin Fields committed in the 2018 class. His recruitment blew up. He's from Georgia, committed to Georgia, signed there, spent a year there, was clearly not going to ascend into a starting job anytime soon with Jake Fromm there. And then the most recent one, Brandon Wimbush from New Jersey, committed to Penn State in what, this 15 class?
Yes.
Ended up at Notre Dame, looked to be the guy there, just never really developed as a passer. You know, mechanically, accuracy-wise, I didn't see that part of his development or lack of development coming. So what ends up happening, because Trace McSorley is moving on, both these guys are linked to Penn State. And I don't think that there was a lot of truth or fact that I think that, you know, these betting sites that put odds on where guys are going to end up see that he was committed to Penn State before and that Penn State might have a need and just link him to it.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, James Franklin, we've heard him talk about, like, James Franklin's family pitch from the recruiting perspective sort of puts him in a weird spot when it comes to this transfer talk because, you know, where's the line between loyalty and family and we're all in this together versus this guy could really make our team better? But again, like we talked about previously, the guy's transferring. There's a reason for it. Like you can throw all the praise you want on Justin Fields and Brandon Wimbush and some of these other guys. If they were good enough to start at the school they were at, they'd still be at that school. So why aren't they good enough to start at that school? Is there a player that's just so much light years better than them, and that player also is so much better, light years better than any player on Penn State's roster? Or is it because they're not maybe as good as we thought they were? That's the question that Ohio State will have to answer with Fields. And with Wimbush, I know there were reports that he was visiting UCF. I don't think that ever got officially done, but it makes sense as a landing spot, much more so than Penn State would.
Yeah, I see those odds come out, and you just have to laugh a little bit because there's no nuance to or fact to where that's coming from. I think it is often to me just a lazy connection.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And so you have, and that's a really good point about what James Franklin preaches and what he lives by. And if Penn State were to get active looking for another quarterback to enter that competition, it would compromise really everything that he says and does, and his entire approach would be compromised by trying to bring in a hired gun to, even if it's just to compete with Tommy Stevens and Sean Clifford. It's you know, and it's particularly this spot's particularly tough because I just don't think you can do that and save face publicly with all the stuff that you've said and done when Tommy Stevens stayed loyal to you.
Right.
You know, it's one thing for James Franklin to have Tommy Stevens come back and have Sean Clifford, who was already on the roster, win that job outright. There's nothing you can do as a coach. If this guy's better, he's better.
Right.
And that's one thing. But to bring somebody in, if you bring in Brandon Wimbush, let's say, and he wins the starting job over Tommy Stevens. So, by the way, Brandon Wimbush decommitting and flipping to Notre Dame opened the door for Tommy Stevens to come in the first place.
Right.
You don't have one without the other.
Correct.
So if that happens, and it just kind of makes your message come across as phony.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, like we talked about, Penn State doesn't really – I don't think they need to get into the transfer game at quarterback. Wide receiver could see it. Defensive line could definitely see it. Quarterback, why? I mean, Sean Clifford is looked apart. Tommy Stevens is looked apart. The biggest question is, what is Stevens' injury? We have a photo of him over on Penn Live of him running into practice. So I don't even know if I buy James Franklin's explanation for that injury, because he said that, you know, he needed to have a surgery. They wanted to take care of it after the season. Well, if that's the case, why is he running into bowl practice at the beginning of December? The season was over at that, or the middle of December. The season was over at that point. Why was, I don't know if, so you wonder, was something going on and he just was there for show? Was there an injury during bowl practice? We don't know what the nature of this injury is. They hope that he's ready for spring practice. No one really knows if he will be. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. Dustin, I would have called Tommy Stevens to shoo-in for this job. I'm half tempted now to make Sean Clifford a small favorite to win it.
I think I'm at the same point in time. And this is one of the frustrating things when it comes to trying to cover this team, talk about this team. There are so many context clues that we're missing because of not having any information about injuries, progressions. What is the nature of the injury? What is it? Is it minor? Is it major? All we knew was that, A, Tommy Stevens was fighting through, what was it, a foot issue for a lot of the end of camp. And the early part of the season, we didn't see him. And then we also know that James Franklin described it as an injury that they went back and forth about the timing of a surgery to fix it. So you can kind of put two and two together and think that it's the same origin foot injury that led to him. I think he was in a walking boot for a while. You can kind of anticipate it's a foot issue of some kind, unless it's a newish injury, that which, again, we don't know. And we don't know what the recovery timetable of surgery is. Is spring compromised? Is summer compromised? Is he going to try to race to get on the field? There's a lot of stuff we don't know when it comes to 2019. But considering the cloud of mystery, considering that Tommy Stevens is injured in some way, shape, or form, and also considering that Sean Clifford, if both of them were perfectly healthy, isn't going to roll over and give this quarterback competition away anyway,
right?
I would agree that Sean Clifford at this very moment is my small favorite to win the job.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, again, Clifford's been healthy. He's been there. It was there in the Citrus Bowl when he was needed. I mean, I think it's probably a little bit irrational because Tommy Stevens has been the guy that's been around. He's obviously performed well. He's waited for this opportunity. Penn State's been loyal to him and vice versa. So, I mean, maybe it's a little bit of a leap to make Clifford a small favorite, but if you got to replace Trace McSorley, and if you're the guy we all think is going to be the quarterback can't be healthy for spring practice, it really puts a damper on that outlook for him to be the next starting quarterback at Penn State in place of Trace McSorley. So, I mean, if he is healthy for spring practice, it's probably his job. It's probably his job, and it's definitely at this second his job to lose. But you just wonder if he can't stay healthy, and if that's going to be a consistent problem, then is he really the guy for Penn State moving forward? I think we both, if we had to put money on it right now, we'd probably both put it on Tommy Stevens. But I think there's also something to be said that at this moment, from what we know, Clifford is probably the guy that's going to be leading the team in winter workouts and all that because he's healthy enough to do it.
Right. Speaking of spring football, you got to check out gopsurv.com. It's going to come faster than you know it. Great single game RV value, the best in Happy Valley as far as that goes. You can check it out for the blue-white game, certainly for the 2019 season. Shuttle back and forth. There's a projection TV. It's got that whole tailgate feel for an entire Penn State football weekend. Think about that for a moment. Instead of going back to some kind of hotel or whatever, you can surround yourself with college football fans. You can watch college football all day on Saturday, go to the Penn State game, whatever that ends up being, and just spend the whole weekend tailgating. It's the best part of the weekend anyway. Check them out at gopsurv.com. The question, I guess, with Tommy Stevens' health still being a question mark, Greg, is let's just say he were to not be available at any point in the 2019 season. If he or Clifford, let's say, were to not be available, this depth chart goes from, boy, everything is where they want it, to, Oh, man. Now you have suddenly Will Levis in position to be a backup quarterback as a redshirt freshman. We still don't know anything about him other than his athletic profile is phenomenal. And then you've got the two true freshmen, Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson there too. And it just illustrates, I think, just college football, why the challenge at this position is you can go from too deep to too shallow in just a moment. Snap your fingers, you go from having maybe too much depth to not enough depth and having to rely on unproven guys in roles that they might not be ready for yet.
Yeah.
It's the challenge of the quarterback position.
It really is. I think you could talk about that across the roster, couldn't you? I mean,
there's a lot of spots where I feel the same way.
Where, you know, and this is where it gets weird, because is Penn State really losing a lot of production with Juwan Johnson and Brandon Polk leaving? Yes and no. I mean, those guys put up some numbers, but are they can't miss players that you're, you know, that you're heartbroken that they're leaving? I don't know if that's the case, but still, you're turning over the roster a fair amount at wide receiver.
And the oldest guy is going to be a redshirt sophomore.
Right. Yeah. So you don't, but you know what? The young guys were the better players in 2018, and there's no way to dispute that. So, I mean, but you lose, you know, you have turnover at running back, you have turnover at receiver, you have turnover at quarterback,
a couple of the offensive tackle position is a little bit of a concern. You're filling a job at right guard. The depth chart, the rotation at defensive tackle remains a question when you lose, you know, one of your better guys, obviously Kevin Givens. You know, defensive end, you know, who the starter is opposite Yetur Gross-Matos when you have Sharif Miller go, in addition to Ryan Buchholz and Torrence Brown retiring. A linebacker position's in good shape. Safety with Lamont Wade moving on. It's an interesting position. There is just a number of positions, and quarterback is among them, where you know you need some unknowns, some unknown situations to resolve themselves.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be a fascinating offseason for Penn State. Maybe one of James Franklin's biggest ones. He could, you know, fairly or unfairly, Trace McSorley and Saquon Barkley have been the motors for this program, and now we have to find out how James Franklin moves forward and moves this Lions team forward without both of those guys, and it's going to be a challenge. There's no question about it. They recruit it very well so that it's not an obstacle that they can't overcome, but you got to go on the road this year, play at Ohio State, you know, you play a couple other road games. It'll be tough. I know the opening part of the season is a fairly much a cakewalk, but after that, I mean, there's not really any holes in the schedule until later in the year. So you're not only going to have to replace a lot of guys, but you're going to have to get them up to speed very quickly. And I think that for Penn State, the biggest challenge will be not just finding the starters, but they got to find some depth as well. That'll be a key part of this too.
Quarterback depth chart in good hands 2019 and beyond, again, assuming you don't have a crazy injury situation. That's the quarterback depth chart. The Penn State team ranked anywhere from number 12 to number 19 in early 2019 rankings. It's an interesting number as well. For now, we're going to look back at 2018 offense review and awards coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.